You're listening to Season 5 of the Devoted Dreamers Podcast. Welcome, Dreamer. I'm so glad you're here. I'm your host, Merit Ansa, and this is the podcast where we talk about our God-shaped dreams, the ones we're pursuing, hoping to pursue, or waiting on God to reveal. I don't know you yet, but I hope to, and my hope with this podcast is to help you move from uncertainty to action so that your life might sing, that it might sing praises to God for your good and His glory, because He made you for big things. But the more I talk with women about their dreams, the more I understand there's a battle within. Is it okay to be ambitious, to dream, to do something with our skills, gifts, and experiences? If you're struggling with this, don't listen to me. Go read God's word, specifically Ephesians 1, and let the God of the universe remind you that you were chosen for a purpose, in order that you might live for the praise of His glory. Sure, you might feel some fear, anxiety, insecurity walking forward in your dream, but don't let those things stop you. We all feel them to some extent, and you cannot let those feelings or the voices that tell you you have no business dreaming this dream, you cannot let them win, because you are a daughter of the King. And that's why we're having this conversation. I pray it's what you hear today in this episode. Thank you so much for joining in. As always, you'll find the show notes at meritansa.com/podcast. And please connect with me and the community of Devoted Dreamers in our Facebook group or over on Instagram at meritjo. And now, here's today's episode. Hello, Devoted Dreamers, and welcome to episode 119. This is my fifth solo episode, and these are all on topics that have been rolling around in my head and heart since beginning the Devoted Dreamers podcast almost 3 years ago. And together, they make up at least what I know right now about dreaming our God-shaped dreams. In addition, these episodes are a response to the things that I'm hearing from you, the listeners, about the struggles and challenges that you're facing as you consider stepping forward toward a God-shaped dream. So in case this is your first solo episode of mine that you're listening to, maybe you just came across me on Instagram or elsewhere on social media, I'm doing these once a month for the year of 2019. And my hope is to compile them all the audio at the end of the year into one big audio book and maybe potentially a written book. We'll see. But if you haven't heard the first several, so I guess it's May now, so there's been four, go back and listen to episode 107 from January. The topic of that is that you are a daughter of the Most High King. And then episode 110 from February, that because of that identity as a daughter of the King, that you have infinite value and worth. And then in March, episode 113, we talked about how God has created you for a reason. And then in April, episode 116, that your dream isn't really about you. So this month of May, we are talking about how fear is common, but fear is not from God. And as I'm sitting here writing my outline for this episode, I'm reminded of something, and this was back in 2018. So when our baby was still a baby and not an almost one-year-old like she is today, we signed up our eldest daughter for gymnastics at the local rec center, in part because she just loves to move her body, tumble, jumping, anything, moving her body. And she's super elegant and graceful, and she just has a blast doing stuff like this. And I had a brand new baby. I think Colette would have been like 3 or 4 months old at that time. And, you know, giving mama a break was not a bad thing. And it was right after a workout class that I would go to. So we decided together that signing the eldest up for gymnastics so that she could have 30 to 40 minutes to play and move her body and really have fun doing something she loves would also give me an extra 30 to 40 minutes a week to work. And that word work is in quotes in my notes, because at first I wasn't sure what that work was going to be. Like, what was I going to be able to do in that little window of time? I was not planning to lug my 30-pound laptop. I mean, no joke. Okay, 25 pounds maybe. But I wasn't going to bring that to the gym and haul it around during my workout, though. Now that I think about it, that might have been a little bit of weightlifting, but anyway, that just wasn't desirable to me. So I had to figure out a task that I could do in a little short window of time while keeping track of my baby in the stroller, who thankfully was asleep several of those days, or at that age, she was content to just lay on a blanket on the floor and play with a toy and drool everywhere. So I chose this task, the one that you're experiencing right now, of figuring out my topics for each of these 12 episodes and pouring out onto the pages of a notebook all the thoughts that I had on each topic, which there were a lot. I mean, these were things that were like spinning around in my head constantly as I thought about you and what it means to dream God-shaped dreams and how we do that and what we have to battle in the midst of that. And so that's how I spent that time, over 8 weeks, 30 to 40 minutes at a time. And a little side note, for a mama with not much time on my hands, so I'm talking to you, if that's you, if you have little kids or life feels really full, looking back, this was a genius idea. So not only did I have these like 8 little pre-planned slots of time. But it was like, once I figured out this was what I wanted to do with that time, it meant that I was going to sit down and do it. And only once did I not do the work that I showed up there to do. Instead, that day I sat and talked with another interesting mama of a girl who was in that gymnastics class. And I just felt a tiny twinge of guilt that I wasn't doing what I said I was going to do when I went to go do that. But later, I knew that was the right thing instead of pressing for my precious 30 minutes of writing time. Engaging with her was the right thing to do. But all I'm saying is, don't miss what can be accomplished in just 30 minutes. So much. Like, it's amazing to me how much I was able to do in that time. So as I look back on that, and now that I'm broaching the fifth topic of what I think will be 11 or 12 chapters or episodes of this audiobook, I realize that I'm nearly halfway done. Like, one more would be half of 12. So it's definitely been a labor for sure to do this. But had I sat down on a Saturday morning and just decided I'm going to write a book or decided I'm going to record an audiobook that I hadn't yet written, I seriously would be halted by the sheer fact of, oh my gosh, what am I doing? How can I do this? I don't have time to write a book. And then just the emotional side of, who do I think I am and what in the world do I think I have to say, where the fear could easily creep in. So instead of sitting down on a Saturday to do this, I am, as they say, eating the elephant one bite at a time. And it actually does feel that way, one bite at a time. 1 month at a time, one 30-minute gymnastics class at a time, one recording session at a time. And yes, I started the work on this effort in the fall. So if you're listening to the audiobook and not the episode, that was 9 months ago, and I'm still working on it. So if I were doing that as one big bite of an elephant, that would be super daunting. But as one 30-minute solo episode a month with the tasks broken down and accomplished over several months, it's really not that bad. And my mind is still thinking about it, but I'm not constantly working on it. I get breaks and have a chance to, you know, let my mind think about what it is that I really want to communicate in these episodes. So that's my first little tidbit for you in this episode on the fear that we all deal with as we explore and encounter our God-shaped dreams. So I'm going to sum it up with this, and this is kind of point number one, that if you look at the whole picture, which, by the way, I can tell you from experience, that whole picture of your God-shaped dream is pretty likely to change over time as you take steps toward it. So if you just are looking at the whole picture, like, I want to do X, you are likely to feel at least a little bit intimidated, if not totally terrified, at the prospect of doing this big thing. But instead, if you take baby steps, if you just do one little thing each week, the fear begins to subside, or at least spread out a little bit. And clearly the work gets spread out too. So I highly recommend doing this, you know, spreading the work out towards your dream with a plan, scheduling out the things that you say you want to do and the time in which you'll do them, like I kind of automatically got to do with my daughter's gymnastics class. But for my brain, at least, when I allowed logic to help me make sense of my decisions, the emotions, the fear, kind of went out the window a little bit too, and it became more of a checklist item. Like I said, I was going to do this today, so here I am sitting down to do it, and I'm not sure what's going to come out, but the first draft doesn't have to be perfect, right? And you know, that's a writing thing, but when it comes to fear, the letting the emotions leave the picture, or at least be taken over by logic and process, it's a really good thing. Like, you get to make progress. So, as I hinted about too, as you pursue this dream one little step at a time, things are going to change and morph as you go. So, very different than had I sat down on a couple Saturdays and just, you know, vomited this stuff out of myself. I'm doing it over many months. And so the example I have is that the structure of this audiobook and these episodes, the chapter topics and the order has changed a bit for me. I mentioned last month in April that that's when I was going to talk about fear. And I might have advertised that a bit here. But that changed because as I began to work through it in small bits, I realized I was trying to cover too much in too short of a time. And then I had this other topic I wanted to talk about last week about how your dream isn't about you. And so, or last month, excuse me. And so as I've been working through this, there have been changes in my thinking about what the final product might look like, and that's okay. These changes have occurred over time as I've gotten deeper into the content. And so it was fine when I was writing during the gymnastics class. It was surface level. It was, what do I just need to get out? And now each month I'm digging in a little deeper to each topic, and that is changing things. And so I think that's another asset of doing this, pursuing our dreams over a period of time. So also I mentioned the changes in scheduling. Like, I thought I was going to have 12, but I might only have 11. And I've tweaked some things, and then it went back to 12. And I'm on the verge of thinking that I'm going to take off the month of June for a season break. That might include the solo episode, which would put us back to 11. You know, so there's all these things that like change as life happens. But doing this over time has given me the space to make those decisions in real time. And that's been super helpful to me, at least, to not be stuck in my original plan. I have a plan. I have a set structure, but I'm giving myself permission and flexibility to not exactly follow that. So another change I want to mention too, because this does relate to the content of this one, but the original title of this episode was Fear is Normal, but Fear is Not of God. But here I am, 9 months later, as I sat down to write this outline, it struck me that normal is not the word I want to use here. I would rather say common, as in a lot of people feel fear, as in you're not alone. But I certainly don't want to paint the picture for any of you that fear is normal and that we should just suck it up and get used to it. No, that's not at all what I want to say. So again, planning this over time and stepping into it over time, doing little bits at a time, has allowed me to come to this and have what I think is a deeper and better thinking about this particular topic. Having started it, you know, having written my first thoughts in September, here I am in May, like, no, I think I want to say it differently. So that's been super helpful. And while what I want you to hear today is that fear is common and lots of us feel fear, bigger point that I want you to hear is that fear is not from God, at least not this kind of fear. So I'm going to get to that towards the end, but that's where we're going today. Okay, so point number two, kind of along the lines of the fear being a common response to starting something new, that, you know, if you've got a God-shaped dream, if this is something that you care about, that you've been thinking about, that has kind of been a part of your being for a long time, at least that's how it was for me. Maybe for you, yours is kind of new. But as we begin to dig into things that we really care about and consider what are those next steps as we move forward, it is common to feel fear because it is something brand new. It's something you've never done before and likely. And if you're inexperienced at whatever it is that you want to pursue, failure seems more likely, right? Because you don't really know what you're stepping into. Like when I started this podcast, I knew how to interview people because I'd been doing that in my freelance writing work for a really long time. But I was entirely inexperienced at podcasting. I did not own a mic other than like a lavalier mic, which, you know, is about 1/100th the size of the mic I'm speaking into right now. And I didn't really understand sound stuff and like which headphones I needed and what software to record with. And so all of those things felt really scary because I was inexperienced. But my heart was so connected to the message. And I'm sure yours is too. Your heart is connected to your dream. And the more time you spend engaging your heart with that dream, the more your identity can get wrapped up in it. And when something you care about and something that is deeply a part of you is threatened, lots of different emotions can follow, especially fear. So what I want you to hear in point number two is that reassurance that you're not alone if you feel fear. I have interviewed, as you know, if you've been here a while, like authors who've written tons of books, women who've spoken on stages in front of thousands of people. And to a person, I'm pretty sure every single one of those women has said, yeah, I have felt fear. So I want you to know that you are not alone if you feel fear. And so point number three today is that if you are full of fear, it's helpful to examine that, to ask yourself where that's coming from and identify, like, what is actually the fear? What am I really afraid of? And I don't know where I got this, probably from a friend back in my years in recovery ministry. But there's this thing called a fear inventory, and it's where you drill down to identify what is the true foundational fear. Like, I'm not actually afraid of what to do with this microphone as I'm beginning to start podcasting. Like, I know that I open my mouth and speak into it. And so what is it that was actually driving my fear? What now, even when I feel fear, what is actually driving that? And so what you do is you ask yourself the question, what am I afraid of? And then when you answer that question, then the follow-up question is, so what if that really happened? Then what? And then, you know, that drills down. Okay, so, and I'll give you an example here in a second, but you continue to ask that question of, okay, so what if that happened? Until you reach a conclusion where you can't go any further. And that helps you identify the base fear. So again, I feel like we need an example for this, and I haven't really dug into outlining this, and so I'm going to try to do this real time for you so that it would be similar maybe to what you might go through if you just want to hit pause on the podcast, and if you're at a place that you could take some notes or write in a journal or whatever, just to think through, okay, what am I really afraid of? And so I'm going to talk about something real time going on in my world right now. I have an interview coming up, and it was a woman that I found online. I've never met her. I've only read like one or two of her blog posts and a bit of her bio on her blog. And I always send questions out to have my guests just process some stuff before we talk. And that interview is coming. So I was like, okay, I need to brush up and make sure I don't get her confused with somebody else. And so I did a little bit of research on my guest yesterday, and my gut response after reading more about her and her story and her dream was fear. I felt fearful about that interview that's coming up. And so, okay, so what is the fear about? So I read her bio. I read about a book that she's published. And in my mind, I thought, oh, she sounds really smart. She sounds really emotionally aware. So what if I come across as dumb? Or these are kind of the surface things that I feel like I fear. What if it requires me, like this conversation requires me to be vulnerable about something I'm not ready to share? Or maybe it doesn't require that, but it calls me to that and then I shrink back from it. Like I really want to be able to be honest and vulnerable on the podcast, but it is my heart in a place where I can do that. And then kind of the follow-up to that is, what if I struggle with being real in the middle of the interview? And I'm not great at like being attentive to my own emotions when I'm talking to somebody about theirs. Like, oh, that is making me feel this way. And then therefore I might respond in a way that like later, if I listen to it, I might say, oh, I wish I had said X. So if I take the fear inventory that I just advised you on how to do and look at this and look at the, okay, so let's say this interview does require me to be vulnerable about something I'm not ready to share. What if that happens? What if she is incredibly vulnerable and my understanding of connecting with her and connecting with the audience would be to also share a struggle that I'm having? What would be the worst thing that could happen if I did that? It's like, okay, well, I might share something imperfectly. Okay. And I'm a one on the Enneagram. Like I'm the good person. I want to do it right. I don't want to do it wrong. Okay. So what if I do it wrong? Well, somebody might think I'm not very good at this interviewing thing. Okay. What if somebody thinks that? Well, then that person, those people might not listen to my podcast anymore. Okay. What if those people don't listen to my podcast anymore? Well, maybe it says something about me. Maybe if I knew that, like if I knew, okay, they listen to my podcast, they realize that I'm not very good at this, they decide they don't want to listen anymore. Like in reality, I probably wouldn't have that kind of intimate connection to their podcast listening habits. But if for some reason I encountered somebody on the street and they were like, yeah, I realized I listened to your podcast and you're just not a very good interviewer. And so I decided to stop listening. It's like, oh, okay. So my greatest fear in that situation is realized. And the reality is, if my identity is in Christ, that's okay. It's okay if somebody doesn't like my show. And it's okay if even in the depth of my insecurity, if I heard that on a day that I was not in a good place, I might cry or might be sad or try to put my value and worth on that person's choices. But the reality is, it doesn't define me. And so I walk you through this, and I even feel as I'm saying this that I didn't do that justice. But the idea is, identify the fear, figure out the worst thing that can happen, and then pour your heart out to Christ and ask Him to meet you in that and be with you in it so that you can find the strength that you need to walk away, walk out of that fear and believe that it's like you're not going to die and you're not going to emotionally crumble if you're resting your heart in Him. So I hope that's helpful. If it's not helpful or if you want to discuss it a little bit more, I would love to hear from you. So email me or find me in the Facebook group. I'd love to chat more about that with you because I honestly don't do that fear inventory as often as I used to. And it would be fun to just kind of talk it out. Okay, and I'm going to pause for a second here. If you are a Christian, a woman, and a leader of any kind, and you have a dream, of course, if you have a dream, you're a leader. I want to tell you about another podcast that maybe you've heard of. Esther Littlefield has a podcast called Christian Woman Leadership Podcast, and she was a guest here on the Divinity Dreamers podcast just a week ago, episode 118, and then I was a guest on her show just, let's see, yesterday, May 14th, if you're listening to this kind of live. So her episode, episode 47. And, you know, I mentioned that because you might want to pop over there for a listen. Esther asked me to chat with her about my own leadership journey, which started as a small child in grade school to where I am now. I'm not saying I was a leader as a small child in grade school, but that's where that story began. And so we talk a bit about my years recovering from a life of not following Jesus, what tools and experiences have helped me grow as a leader, as well as how to start dreaming your God-shaped dream. So go check out that episode on the Christian Woman Leadership Podcast, episode 47, and listen to some of her others. It's a great, great podcast. Okay, so finally, my fifth point in this episode on how our fear is common, but fear is not from God, is that chunk of fear is not from God or of God. And that is the final ultimate takeaway I have for you today, that God will never provoke fear in us. I mean, you know those verses about being strong and courageous where he instructs Joshua as he's taking over the leadership of God's people after the death of Moses. I mean, if that's not a role to be intimidated by, I don't know what is. But I wanted to read to you from Joshua 1, which says, this is verse 5-9. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, obviously this is God talking, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the left or to the right, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. That was the end of the scripture. I mean, how many times did it say, be strong and courageous? I think 3 times in there. He will be near you in the face of any fear. It also makes me think of Daniel, who was thrown into the lion's den and spent a night there. And the king comes in the morning in anguish to check on him. This is from Daniel 6:21-23. And when the king calls to him, Daniel answers, may the king live forever. My God sent his angel and he shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me because I was found innocent in his sight, nor have I ever done any wrong before you, your majesty. The king was overjoyed and gave orders to lift Daniel out of the den. And when Daniel was lifted from the den, no wound was found on him because he had trusted in his God. This also makes me think of the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the blazing furnace. Those 3 guys thrown into the fire because they would not bow down to the king over God. And they were walking around in the fire with Jesus, right? Like they were seen walking around in the fire unharmed. Of course, these 2 stories have more to do with defending their faith in God against the rule and reign of an evil king. But we have the rule and reign of an evil one amongst us now. And if fear of taking action has overtaken you, I want you to know that God is with you. He has not abandoned you. Pray. Ask him to come into it with you, to meet you there, to meet you in the fire, to meet you in the lion's den, to empower your courage to keep going. And in that, consider Jesus and his suffering and his death for you. He suffered the most excruciating betrayal, torture, and death so that we would never have to be apart from God again. Chances are, whatever you fear, you will not suffer what Jesus suffered. So fear may be common, but it is not from God. In fact, fear is one of the very things Jesus died to free us from. So with that, be confident that he will meet you in your fear and bring you out on the other side. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the reminder straight from your word that you are with us in the fire. You are with us when we face things that we might otherwise be terrified of. And even if those things seem so tiny and we're still afraid of them, Lord, you are with us and you don't judge us for that. You don't shame us for that. You call us to more. You call us to trust you in the big and the little things, whether it's an opportunity to speak publicly, an opportunity to write or blog about our faith or about our dream, or if it's something different. Lord, you're going to meet us there. You're with us in it, with us. And I pray for the woman who is listening to this and who is still saying, oh, but you don't know what I face, or you don't know my challenge. Lord, I pray you'd meet her in that. I pray that in the midst of fear, she would have a very strong sense of your strength, walking with her, carrying her, uplifting her through the fear or over the fear, in the fear. And God, that she would be able to look into her heart and see what it is that is driving that and to carry that to you and to say, Lord, please just take this. And would you take it? Would you carry that burden for her so that the dream that you've placed in her heart would not be destroyed or diminished or stolen away by the enemy who really wants her to sit in fear and wants her to remain in inaction, that this is that tool that he's going to use so that your dream in her is not realized. And so I rebuke the enemy and ask for your help so that she might as well, that you would give her the courage to turn aside from him and turn back to you and trust that you are going to carry her through, that you are good and that you are trustworthy and faithful in your promises. Thank you, Lord, so much for how you love us and how you desire to heal us from the wounds and the brokenness within us. We will never be perfect here on this earth, so let us never be fooled by that, but instead live in the gospel that the perfect one came so that we could live free. Free from fear, free from shame, free from the consequences of sin. And we thank you so much for Jesus. That is a gift we do not deserve, and yet you gave it to us anyway because of your deep, deep love for us as your daughters. Thank you, Lord, for these women who are listening. Would you please bless them and be with them today as they consider the next step in their God-shaped dreams. Amen. Okay, so quick little update. I am over 30 minutes. But next week, May 22nd, keep an eye out for my next dream letter, which is just for subscribers to my email list. And if you're not on that list, just go, I've got a little short link here to bit.ly/dreamltr, dream letter. So you can be sure to get the exclusive content I'm sharing just with subscribers. And again, the link, I'll spell it for you, bit.ly/dreamltr. To subscribe to receive that. And I kind of hinted or mentioned earlier that I'm considering a season break and taking off the month of June. I probably should have decided whether that meant I would do a solo episode in June, but I honestly don't know right here in the middle of May. So I'm going to fight back my own fear and just trust that whatever needs to happen in June will happen. And at some point, I'm going to make that decision. But I am planning a mini episode for the week of Memorial Day. So May has 5 Wednesdays because the first was a Wednesday. So on May 29th, I haven't recorded it yet, but I'm planning to do a mini episode. I've had a request to share a bit of my background more of my testimony. So I encourage you to go listen to that in a few weeks, and I will share then what you can expect in June for the podcast. But at the very least, I will be here the first Wednesday in July, and you can look forward to episode, I believe, 120 on that day. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want to talk more about fear, as I mentioned earlier, join us over in the Devoted Dreamers Insiders group on Facebook. Would love to chat with you there. Send me a DM on Instagram or on Facebook, or just an email via my website. Until then, wherever you are with your God-shaped dreams, I pray you find the courage to trust God in the midst of your fear and to take one step toward their realization today.